Good afternoon, everyone. It says in your books that I'm Beth Pelletieri. I am substituting for Beth, who is at home nursing her five-month-old, which I think is an example of moving from data to strategic action for change. She was an essential piece of the Illinois Breastfeeding Blueprint development. I also want to acknowledge Dr. Deborah Rosenberg sitting in the room now. I think behind every successful public health advocate, there is or should be a great epidemiologist, and Dr. Rosenberg was that for this project. I have no financial relationships to disclose. Today, in 18 minutes, or maybe 15 with questions, I'm going to talk a little bit about the state of breastfeeding in Illinois, based on both qualitative and quantitative data analysis, talk about the implementation of the Illinois Breastfeeding Blueprint, how we developed the recommendations and the action plan, and compare and discuss policy change in Illinois with what's going on in other states. Very quickly. The Illinois Breastfeeding Blueprint is a partnership between Health Connect One, my agency, the Illinois Department of Human Services, and the University of Illinois at Chicago School of Public Health. The context for this is that now is the time for breastfeeding. Things are happening nationally in ways that they haven't in my experience in more than 25 years of working on breastfeeding promotion, nationally and also in states and communities. This is an example, and we'll talk about the action that we've been working on in Illinois from our data-based report, the Illinois Breastfeeding Blueprint. We started the process of developing this blueprint by looking at the most recent and complete data from Illinois, and ended up using the Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring System, the PRAMS data from Illinois. It is a data set of new mothers in Illinois, begins with the questions on the birth certificate, but then surveyed or questionnaired by mail or by phone 3 to 6 months after giving birth. We used the data from 2000 to 2008 so that we could look at subgroups. And one of the things that's useful about PRAMS is that women are asked about breastfeeding behaviors, why they breastfed, why they stopped breastfeeding, and also about hospital practice. The qualitative data was the response from a series of forums. We didn't want to just look at numbers. We wanted to make sure that the voices of diverse stakeholders were heard in the development of the recommendations for this blueprint. So we reached out in five group discussions in the Chicago area, ended up speaking with 62 mothers and a variety of service providers, breastfeeding peer counselors, lactation consultants, nurses, doctors, and took very detailed notes, asked them two questions. What do you think is the biggest barrier for success in breastfeeding in Illinois? And what would be your priority for action? So very open-ended. And Sadie White, who's sitting here, is responsible for the analysis of the qualitative data. Clearly, in Illinois, we have a ways to go, just as we do in many other states. Illinois is below the norm nationwide for most of our breastfeeding measurements. We decided to compare existing data from 2008 to the Healthy People 2020 objectives. There was some discussion about that. Some people said, well, why not give us credit for meeting what we met for 2010? And we chose instead to look at the future and make our plans for how we would improve our breastfeeding rates. Also, we wanted to make sure that we looked at not just rates as a whole for the state, but looked at disparities as well. So really a deeper look at breastfeeding rates in Illinois. Breastfeeding initiation, we actually achieved our goals for Healthy People 2010. The percentage increased to almost 78% of women initiating breastfeeding in 2008. But we chose to tell the story by saying more than 37,000 babies were born in Illinois in 2008 and were never breastfed. And therefore, they couldn't benefit from the positive health effects of breastfeeding. When we start looking at breaking out by class or ethnic or racial background, that's when we see more of, to me, the interesting analysis of what's going on in Illinois. Racial ethnic disparities among higher income women was quite small in Illinois. We're pretty equal when we're well off. But among low income women, there are wide racial and ethnic disparities. Interestingly, for both black and white low income women, the rate of breastfeeding falls far below the Healthy People 2020 objective. And that was, I think, a surprise to some people, that we're not just talking, as most people around the country are talking, about low-income African-American women having some of the lowest rates of breastfeeding. We're also talking about low-income white women as needing more support. It's really, she's okay. Yeah. Thanks for being concerned. We also saw that in duration, the disparities are pretty graphic. More than half of the low-income black and white women had stopped breastfeeding before 3 months. More than half of the women who started breastfeeding in those categories. About 4 in 10 Hispanic and Asian low-income women stopped breastfeeding before 3 months. Again, you know, among higher income women, about 3 in 10 black, white, and Hispanic women had stopped breastfeeding before 3 months. And the most successful group in Illinois is Asian women. We also saw disparities in exclusivity. But again, racial, ethnic, and income disparities almost disappear when we look at exclusive breastfeeding. We're not doing well in any category in Illinois with exclusive breastfeeding. For fewer than 2 in 5 women were feeding breast milk only to their babies at 3 months. So we decided to look, because we were focusing on a number of different strata of society and our recommendations. When we would speak to the hospital people, they would say, well, if we just changed our practice in hospitals, you know, what would happen if we let all the women go breastfeeding and they had no support in the community? Or they would say, well, it's not our fault that we don't have high breastfeeding rates in the hospital. So, you know, we looked at hospital practices in the context of breastfeeding support in the entire community and among providers and workplace and insurers, but found that hospital practices, as everyone else has found, are particularly important in our state. About 70% of women reported breastfeeding their infants in the hospital. Only 50% said they breastfed within the first hour, and still fewer, only 35%, reported that their infants were fed only breast milk in the hospital. That's breastfeeding infants. Only a third of breastfeeding infants were exclusively breastfed in the hospital. The green bars are the hospital practices that actually discourage breastfeeding. And we found that more than 80%, or 4 out of 5 women said they received formula gift packs, and 3 out of 5 said they received pacifiers. And unfortunately, we're seeing pacifier use increasing. By 2008 in Illinois, the rates were going up. I think there's some confusion about the AAP recommendations for pacifier use as a strategy to decrease the risk for SIDS, because we see it happening in the hospital for breastfeeding babies as well. We found that Black women are less likely in our hospitals in Illinois to benefit from breastfeeding supportive practices than white and or Hispanic women. And that was a very hard piece of information to talk about. You know, this is based on self-report of African American women in the PRAMS survey. There are many possibilities for what that means, both institutional racism, the quality of hospitals and hospital practice in low-income and primarily African-American neighborhoods are possibilities. But we found that it was difficult for some people to believe that practices were different for African-American women and, than for others. Black women were also more likely than white and Hispanic women to experience hospital practices that discourage breastfeeding. So they were more likely to receive formula gift packs and to use pacifiers in the hospital. The qualitative data in our survey echoed and informed the quantitative data. So voices that we heard from mothers supported the recommendations that we ended up with in the breastfeeding blueprint. One of the strongest quotes that we heard was, "Nobody told me that I should breastfeed." And we found that women were really angry when we started out these forums by talking about the importance of breastfeeding, the benefits for breastfeeding, the risks of not breastfeeding. And they realized that they had not been given an informed choice. Breastfeeding peer counselors in particular identified support in the community as being an element that was lacking for their mothers. It was something that breastfeeding peer counselor programs, you know, were developed to provide, but they continued to struggle in communities where there was inadequate support for breastfeeding. They said, we need to expand and improve programs that provide mother-to-mother support and peer counseling. In general, our stakeholders identified the need to improve practices in workplaces and also maternity care practices, both in clinics and in hospitals. So this report focused on eliminating disparities in our state. The disparities that we found in hospital practices really appalled us. They were much more significant than we expected before we really took a look at the data. So one of the first recommendations was focused on hospitals, clinics, and providers, health professionals. And we decided, as Dr. Koh said, to go for the stars and if we just land on the moon, then we're still out of this world. So the first recommendation was to encourage every maternity hospital in Illinois to work towards achieving baby-friendly designation or implementing the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding for hospitals. We are finding some resistance to the term baby-friendly hospitals to identify those 10 steps in Illinois, which I did not expect. In terms of state and local and county government, we wanted to make it very clear that eliminating disparities was an important strategic move to improve our rates of breastfeeding as a whole, but also to increase equity in Illinois. So we included a recommendation that we wanted to make sure that we prioritized funding for breastfeeding in those populations with high disparities and identified specifically African American women and communities of low income. In the community, we identified the need to increase the number of paid breastfeeding peer counselors in community and faith-based organizations overall in Illinois, including WIC, but not only in WIC, and also to expand the infrastructure and the system support for peer counselor programs. So expanding resources for training and technical assistance to increase peer-to-peer support. Involved in that is looking at high-quality implementation of recommendations from evidence-based models, including the Loving Support USDA recommendations. Focusing on increasing workplace support for breastfeeding, educating employers about breastfeeding laws, both nationally and in Illinois, and the importance of lactation support in the workplace, and looking at insurers for an important source of breastfeeding support, particularly focusing on the economics of breastfeeding. So we've been implementing this since last April. We have an implementation working group that we chose to make as big as we could, so we included as many partners and allies as we could. We have integrated the work of the blueprint into, and this began while we were still doing the analysis and developing the recommendations. We've incorporated this thinking into other opportunities for breastfeeding improvement in Illinois, including using the blueprint as infrastructure, and that was the word, for the recommendations for our proposal to the CDC for our community transformation grant, and we were very happy that the Illinois Department of Public Health was granted one of the community transformation grants. So we will be implementing most of these recommendations through that process. And then we are going through Illinois' perinatal quality improvement process in order to implement the hospital-based practice recommendations. So with all the good things that are happening now, we are really delighted to be collaborating in Illinois. We believe that this process of looking at implementing change in all sectors has been very helpful to the pieces of work that we've done.
Thank you. Since Rachel will be giving the next talk as well, mm-hmm. I think we'll just combine the questions for the two talks together. Does that sound okay? Any burning question before? Because we're talking about now the empowering process for this project. Okay?
Okay. I just want to point out we did not bring, we've published the large book and the small book of the Illinois Breastfeeding Blueprint. All of the information is available and downloadable off of the website, www.ilbreastfeedingblueprint.org, including the a more extensive review of the qualitative data, an appendix that talks about how we defined low income versus higher income, and we'll be updating on the implementation